Lieutenant Governor Shan Tsutsui is stepping down, a move that has further roiled what is turning out to be a turbulent election year. So far, his first designated successors have turned the job down, so we wonder who does want the job and why would they? Would a new LG be climbing onto a sinking ship in the wake of widespread criticism of the state's handling of the missile alert and its aftermath? Contributing editor Neil Milner is on hand to help us figure it all out. Good morning, Neil.
Hi, Chris.
There's a fair amount to figure out because we've got, what, five candidates running for the job of lieutenant governor next time around, and nobody seeming to want it now. What's the difference?
Well, the difference, the most immediate difference is that it isn't much, it's not going to be any job worth taking between now and election time. And that's basically for two reasons. One reason is that the lieutenant governorship is a valuable commodity if it's a stepping stone to something else.
As it used to be.
As it used to be, well, most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be a stepping stone for this person because you have a bunch of lieutenant governor candidates on the Democratic side running who are clearly going to have a heads up and going to have the next election. The second thing is it's just not much of a job anyway, and so you become a placeholder. And the reason that the president of the Senate and the House Majority Leader turned it down is that they have much more important things to do. They're not going to be able to keep that office anyway, and they don't necessarily have aspirations for a higher level of government. So it's essentially a kind of non-job that exists that has to be filled constitutionally.
The trouble is I think it's five people running for the job in November are running on the basis of I'm going to be able to get a great deal accomplished. They're not saying it's a non.
Well, you don't run
for
office by saying I'm going to sit on my keister for 4 years and not do anything. It's an important job if the governor that you're accompanying allows it to be an important job, mm-hmm. and it has been for some. It certainly was a clear stepping stone for Ben Cayetano, for George Ariyoshi, even for Mazie Hirono, partly because they had bigger political aspirations, but because they were clearly identified with certain kind of projects that the governor allowed to carry out.
Mm-hmm.
That's highly problematical if the governor doesn't want to do it. You can't, you know, it's like you can't get homework if the teacher says you're not supposed to be in this class at all. So you really don't know. I mean, this is an interesting group of candidates who are running, and one of the candidates, Kimi Romoto, already said, it shows the job right now is just a placeholder. It's a nothing job. I'm going to make it work for myself. But that's the problem that you have. Some states don't even have lieutenant governors, actually.
Everybody, you know, running for the job of lieutenant governor says in one form or another, I'm going to make it into something. But it's not necessarily up to them.
No, it isn't up to them. It's really up to the governor.
Yeah.
You have some initiative, but it's primarily up to the governor because the actual tasks that you have constitutionally are pretty limited, which means if someone doesn't give you something important to do, then you won't have it. If someone gives you a lot of stuff to do, Brian Schatz, by the way, is, of course, another person who jumped up from lieutenant governor. All of those people that I mentioned had already had a lot of political experience and undoubtedly higher political aspirations,
mm-hmm.
which, by the way, Tsutsui really never really seemed to have. So the combination of those things make the lieutenant governorship more important. And I think that's why you have the candidates you have running for it. They see it as a possibility for bigger things.
Well, but, you know, that the governor's choice of what to do with the LG makes it a bit of a wild card until the primary. It's, you know, you run separate paths.
That's right.
To the primary, and then you end up as a ticket, and it can be a kind of a strange bedfellows kind of thing.
Well,
you might not have planned to running with that particular.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's the classic example of how campaigning is prose and campaigning is poetry and governing is prose. You can say whatever you want right now.
Yeah.
And it's possible that whoever is the candidate for governor, whoever wins the Democratic primary, and here we're just talking about Democrats, that earlier on, during the primary, one of them might say something in favor of one candidate over the other.
Mm-hmm.
There's not necessarily an advantage to that. So that's where it's likely to stand, that you really, you can say what you want about what you would like to do and show that you have aspirations and show that you're smart, but it ultimately comes down to the fact that you're pretty much a creature of the governor's work.
I'm just wondering if there aren't going to be two currents here, and one of them, namely the difficulty of finding someone to put in the job after Shansetsui, that whole process tends to discredit and undermine the value of the job, because here these people are turning it down, saying, hey, listen, where I'm able to do more where I am, as we go down the various dominoes in the line of succession. So you're going to have a few months of basically discrediting the job of LG, and then, you know, five or six people running, telling you how important it's going to be that they get the job.
Well, that's right. Listen, if you can't figure out how to do that, you probably shouldn't be running for office. That's the ultimate challenge, right? That's what these people have to do. By the way, if you're now past any legislator who's constitutionally aligned for the job, the attorney general is next, a cabinet level official.
Yeah.
If the attorney general doesn't take it, and I think there are fairly good reasons why he won't, because he's running for Congress,
sure,
you're then down to three cabinet level officials, which I'm guessing I can't even name all three of them here.
Yeah.
And after that, it doesn't say anything. So, but my guess is you get one of those people to be placeholders, because they're just less, there's less cost for them to do it.
This looks a little bit like a we need somebody to fall on a sword kind of a job. You
well,
know?
We need, yeah, although it's not quite that dramatic. We need someone to kind of there and not, if whoever is the lieutenant governor here is probably going to be best served by not getting involved in the Democratic primary on behalf of the sitting governor, not just because the governor's got a hard primary. You just don't want to do this. And if you bring in a cabinet-level official, they're less likely to be attuned to that. It's an odd job. I mean, it's falling on the sword is pretty dramatic, because I don't think if you do it right, you don't have to take any responsibility for what the governor is up to. I mean, you're not going to get blamed for the recent false missile attack. So I don't. It's an interesting notion about what this person is going to do every day when he or she shows up in the morning.
Well, it's always interesting when somebody leaves a job in state government to see what happens then, right?
Yes.
Ambitions get revealed. Aspirations get acted upon that we might have been only latent before.
Yeah, but the trouble with this is that it doesn't give you much time to have any kind of aspirations, because you can't run for the office in the fall, because that's already locked up. These people have already declared. So maybe you can build something. Maybe you can build something a little bit before. Generally, cabinet level officials don't have. There've been a few that have had political aspirations. They're pretty much cabinet level officials running their organization. So it's kind of a mystery. I mean, we shouldn't get all that excited about the next few months, and I don't think whoever's lieutenant governor is going to get all excited about the next few months either.
If drafted, will you run, Neil?
No, I will not, because I would have to give up my morning workouts, and I'm not ready to do this.
That's a good reason. Thanks very much.
Sure.
Political analyst Neil Milner is the contributing editor of our biweekly segment, The Long View. He'll be back in 2 weeks.